food, clothing, and shelter, the essentials. We stick, though, with food for this next story. It's about farms and farmers in Puerto Rico who were hit hard by Hurricane Maria last year. The island's government estimated the storm wiped out 80% of the value of crops on the island. But soon after, some small farmers began helping each other rebuild with a new focus on sustainability and resilience. Paige Flager has that story.
We're going to dig about maybe 1.5 feet depth.
High in the mountains of Ay Bonito in central Puerto Rico, a group of farmers drive pickaxes deep into the soil of a guava orchard. They struggle to keep their balance on the steep hillside as they dig a trench called a swale. It's a way to retain rainwater and reduce erosion.
So you end up storing most of your water in the soil itself, so the plants can access it whenever they need it.
Daniela Rodriguez Bezosa is a farmer in Ay Bonito. She's part of the Circuito Agricológico Ay Boniteño, a small group of mostly women farmers who have been spending one day each week for the last year working on each other's farms.
Maria hit, and it was an eye-opener for a lot of people, and it was also like a call to action. Like, nobody else is going to help us. We need to help ourselves. And how do we help each other?
Right now, there are 5 active farms in the Circuito, and often the members are joined by other volunteers from around the island. The group has been working together since the hurricane both to clean up and to help implement sustainable farming techniques.
It gives us the opportunity to help out with like bigger tasks that need to be done. And also, it's not just any people. You have a bunch of farmers coming in, sharing their knowledge, sharing their experiences. So it's also served as a beautiful educational tool for us where we're teaching each other.
The orchard the Circuito is helping out on today belongs to Janet Gavajan.
The best part from this hurricane crisis was that we get to organize to help each other to recover.
Gavajan is a retired chemistry professor and is relatively new to farming. She says working with the Circuito has taught her ways to be more sustainable.
I'm getting ready, not for the hurricane, but for the farm, for the benefit of the whole ecosystem.
These farmers have come to see sustainability as synonymous with resilience and independence. They hope that if they rely more on themselves, they'll be better prepared for the next hurricane, or at least they'll be better able to recover. And there's science to back up that sentiment. Farms' resilience to extreme weather events like hurricanes has been linked to their size and diversity. Or, as Rodriguez Bezosa puts it,
it's kind of like the classic don't put all your eggs in one basket.
If a farm only grows one crop and it's destroyed, there's nothing left. But if a farm is biodiverse, some crops may be lost while others might survive. Jessica Collazo's farm is a few miles away on another small plot of land carved into the mountainside. A couple of baby chicks and a few thin beds of fruits and vegetables dot the plateau. After Maria, we had nothing, Collazo says. She and her husband support their family by selling produce at local markets, but the storm washed their crops, their seeds, and much of their soil down the mountain. The Circuito has helped the family get new seeds and clear fallen trees. Members have also helped build banks and swales as a hedge against the next big storm.
Normalmente, a mí sola y mi esposo nos hubiera tomado meses.
On my own, that would take me months, Collazo says. But with help, it only took a few hours. She hopes that the extra hands and expertise of other farmers in the Circuito will help the family reach its goal of becoming a completely self-sustaining farm.
Por ejemplo, para mí,
I want to have my own well for water, so I don't need to rely on the government, she says. I want solar panels, so I don't have to depend on the utility. Those changes are already in place at Daniela Rodriguez Bezosa's farm in Ay Bonito. After Maria, she installed solar power and a rain catchment system. And even before the storm, the farm had diversified its crops, so that after Maria, they still had fresh food.
We felt like the richest people in the world. To actually have greens on our plate was like such a luxury.
By sharing the foundations of sustainable farming, Rodriguez Bezosa hopes she can help her community feel as rich as she did when the next hurricane comes. For The World, Paige Flager, Ay Bonito, Puerto Rico.